Coming up momentarily, we will talk to the new head coach, the University of Arkansas Monticello. In fact, we'll do it right this very moment. Jackson joins us in the zone. Hi, Coach.
What's up, Justin?
Coach, congratulations.
Man, I am excited.
I'm excited for you.
Pumped up.
We need to start out by saying happy birthday to you.
How about that, man? That's what I talked to Randy last night. And celebrating my 25th birthday and getting a head football coaching job in college is awesome.
One of the youngest head coaches in America today at the Division II level. That's very exciting. No, actually, you're 65. You look great, though. You really do. it's exciting, though. Head coaching position, and certainly, you know, you're a guy that I would have thought, boy, if he ever gets an opportunity, he's going to be a great head coach when he gets the chance. Talk about how the Monticello thing came about and why you thought that was a good fit for you and why you were a good fit for them.
Well, you know, when it did come open, there was a lot of things happening. You know, the Gulf South Conference was going away. They were starting a brand new conference with the six Arkansas schools and three Oklahoma schools, and they were having a lot of change here at Monticello. You know, Chris Ratcliffe was coming in as athletic director, and a lot of great ideas that he's had, and it sort of excited you to see where they were going. You know, their facilities down here, Justin, are really nice, mm-hmm. and when you get down here to take a look at it, you know, you start thinking, you know, this place could be really, really special. And, you know, UAM's had rich tradition in football. I mean, they've had some really good teams in the past, and guys that my dad coached with, you know, the Harold Steelmans when they were together with John David Crow at Northeast, and mm-hmm. Denzel Cox, and Philip Hawkins, who was my quarterback coach in college. And there were just a lot of guys that had a lot of background with UAM, and you know, I got down here and looked at it and interviewed, and I fell in love with it. And I just think it's a great fit. You know, they're getting a very passionate guy and a very emotional guy as their head coach. And you know, I'm just excited about it.
You've been called the son of a gun. You're also the son of a coach, who you just referred to there, Coach. You come by it naturally, certainly, with your dad and you know, his long history coaching. So, just did you grow up wanting to do this? I mean, is this something you knew all along? And when you in your playing days, when you were at McNeese, that you thought, you know what, I'm going to be a head coach someday?
Well, you know what's crazy, and you can ask my wife, because she was upset with me, you know, once I got through playing football, but I'd already taken my LSAT for law school, and actually had already had my plans where I was going, and had a buddy of mine who was in law school at the time and said, Bud, I don't know if that's for you, I guess I just needed to hear from somebody else that I actually had coaching in my blood, and when I told my mother, she was some upset, man. She was like, I can't believe that you're going to do this, and well, I fell in love with it, and you're right. It's just something that's in my blood, and I love what I do, and I think if I'd done anything else, I don't think I'd have been as happy as I am. But, you know, given the opportunities that I've had in the high school level, and, you know, Clint giving me an opportunity to come coach at UCA, you know, and a great university it is, and working for a guy like Brad Teague, I mean, it's just been really, really good, and they had a lot to do with, my, you know, me getting this opportunity.
An attorney with a Cajun accent. I don't know how common that is. Certainly,
hey, it'd have been good in South Louisiana, Justin. You'd
no
heard
doubt.
About me.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. I'm sure of that. Now, let me ask you about that. You mentioned your wife, and obviously you guys have settled into Conway, which, you know, everybody knows, a great community. You've got kids that are still in school, so how's that transition going to go, and what was their reaction when you told them you were going to move to Monticello?
Well, Alexis is a junior at UCA, and look, she's happy for her daddy, and she realizes when we play UCA next year that she's going to have to, you know, wear green in the student section, and that's just how it's got to be, or
that's
her tuition is going to get cut off. So, I mean, she has no choice there. And then, you know, William is going to be a junior next year. He's a sophomore at Conway Christian, which is a great school, and he loves it there and plays for a great man in Chuck Spears. And, you know, it's all great there. And then Bailey's a sixth grader. But I tell you, the two youngest ones who I was really concerned about.
Yeah.
They have been wonderful. I mean, William is excited. You know, Monticello is a great little town to live in, and you know, it's, you know, William's got a lot of country in him, and he enjoys hunting, and Monticello is a great place for him to grow up. And Bailey was a little apprehensive, Justin. I was a little worried probably more about her, but she's a good little athlete, man. She'll be fine. She's got a great little personality. So they'll meet friends, and you know what was cool is last night they both got Facebook hits from kids in Monticello.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and that was really cool. So it's gonna be a smooth transition. And my wife, she's as laid back as she can get. So
right.
she's from a little small town, Louisiana. So she understands how this all works.
Well, I mean, you guys are slightly closer to home now, I guess. So yeah, we've been talking about Facebook a lot today, with the originator of Facebook being named Times person of the year. And so that's an interesting use for Facebook that we hadn't thought about. But, you know, if you're welcoming somebody to a new community, that's a great way to get a hold of them, I guess. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, we talked to a man yesterday at the press conference here, and he's a pastor of one of the churches here in town, and I think he's the one that got those kids to do that. So it was really cool.
You've been around a lot of different types of teams and a lot of different types of, you know, offense and defense. Have you given any thought yet to what kind of style you want to play down there, what you think will work, especially with a new conference, you know, in your mind?
Well, you know, we're one thing that I've learned, you know, at UCA we were always very multiple. When I was the head coach in high school, we were very multiple. You know, we did what we had to do to win games. You know, our personnel a lot of times dictate what we could and couldn't do. So I'm not going to sit here and say we got to do this and be sold on it, and then, you know, before you know it, you're 0-11 wishing you'd have done something differently, you know. But offensively, you know, Justin, we're going to have a great tempo. We're going to be fast-paced. You know, we're going to try to keep defenses off balance and make them stay as base as they can, because the quicker you are, you know, the faster they've got to make a decision. So we're going to do that on offense. Now, defensively, we're going to be fundamentally sound, and I learned that from Stephen F. Austin and from our defenses at UCA.
Yeah.
You know, didn't do a whole lot, but they were real good at what they did, you know, and I'm not a big blitz guy every down and all that stuff. I just think that you've got to be fundamentally sound. You've got to be able to run to the football hard, and you know how to take proper angles and all that good stuff. And I think if we can do that on defense, then we can put ourselves in place to win. But the one aspect, special teams, Justin, that's what I've learned to love over the last 6 years at UCA. And, you know, Coach Augustine, who's our special teams coordinator, you know, he gave me some responsibilities this year, you know, as far as our punt return team. And
yeah.
So I'm going to be really hands-on in that deal. But I just think that, you know, we're going to be a fast-paced football team that is going to play with a lot of emotion and a lot of passion, and hopefully we can win some games that way.
It's kind of a cliche, but, I mean, you really got to hit the ground running on this one. And typically when coaching transitions are made, it's about this time of year where you're really heated as far as chasing recruits at this point. And, of course, you got to get a staff together. So just talk about how you're handling all those duties right now.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate. I've got a couple guys that I've got hired that are going to start here in the next 2 days. I've got another one that I'm fixing to offer a job, and hopefully he'll accept that he'll start next week. And, you know, if I can get three of those guys on the ground running and recruiting, we'll be fine. You know, we got to get into the junior college scene and try to get us 4 or 5 guys at midterm. But then we're going to base a lot of what we sign in January, February of, you know, high school kids, you know, in Arkansas and South Louisiana and North Louisiana and maybe a little bit in Houston, Mississippi. But we're going to be out and about. So that's going to keep a lot of us busy until that time, because I'm actually hadn't been able to meet with my team yet. And I probably won't do that until we get back, because they're done with exams now. And a lot of these guys are getting out of here. So I'm not going to be able to get with those guys until I get back. But it's coming together, and it's going to be a whirlwind here the next 2 or 3 days, and really next 2 or 3 weeks, honestly. And so I'm ready to handle it, and we'll see what happens, and hopefully we'll sign some good players come February.
Well, you know, I got nothing but love and respect for you. I'm going to miss you at practices, miss you at games, miss traveling with you, but I wish you the best down there. And if anybody's got a son they're thinking about heading to UAM with, you could definitely do a lot worse than letting him play for Coach Jackson. I wish you lots of luck. I know you're going to be real successful.
Justin, I appreciate you, and I enjoy your friendship. And, hey, we're not but an hour and a half, you know, hour 15 from Little Rock, and we ain't going to lose touch, though. Don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I know what I'm doing on my off week this year for sure. We're going to get down there and catch some UAM football.
You the man. Thank you, Justin.
Coach, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, buddy.